From the Environment Report at Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. In recent months, there have been more and more news stories about water contamination from a group of industrial chemicals. PFAS chemical pollution seems to have come out of nowhere. That's not exactly true. PFAS contamination has been known to be a problem. Now, we're finding the problem is bigger than imagined. At first, PFAS contamination seemed to be limited to air bases where a firefighting foam known as AFFF was used extensively in training. But chemicals within the PFAS family were also used in all kinds of manufacturing. The wider story came to light because of a reporter for MLive named Garrett Ellison. He'd covered the PFAS contamination story near the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base in Oscoda Township. Then some concerned citizens approached him about the possibility of contamination in Rockford near Grand Rapids.
The story is essentially that, hey, there's this Scotchgard chemical, and it's getting into the fish right next to this old tannery that, you know, by the way, happened to use this stuff.
Scotchgard, made by 3M, was used to waterproof the Wolverine Company's Hush Puppy line of shoes. Scotchgard is made with a PFAS chemical. The tannery was right next to the Rogue River in downtown Rockford. Ellison took me to a spot at the river's edge and showed me discarded leather scraps and shoe heels in the underbrush.
I found an old shoot rubber shoe sole that said Hush Puppies stamped on the bottom, and it's just, you know, sitting here.
And this is after cleanup.
Yeah, you know, and this is after, you know, I've written about it a couple of times, I've published these photos, and you can still come out here and find this stuff.
Ellison reported on the Wolverine site along the river and another site where leather scraps were dumped. The private wells in that area are contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Some of them are at much higher levels than the EPA advises. Those stories started to reveal a much larger problem.
Wolverine is the PFAS story that really got the governor's attention.
After that contamination was revealed, Governor Rick Snyder assembled MPART, the Michigan PFAS Action Response Team. It's a multi-agency operation that is now checking water sources for the contaminants. That investigation was launched last year, but the Department of Environmental Quality has known about the threat of PFAS chemicals for much longer. Garrett Ellison also discovered that a Michigan Department of Environmental Quality employee wrote a lengthy report on the possibility of widespread PFAS contamination in 2012.
You know, it wasn't a systematic cover-up.
David Savitz is an epidemiologist at Brown University and has a background in investigating PFAS contamination. He's now a science advisor for MPART.
It wasn't something that was suggested and ignored. It really was just not on people's radar screen. And once we became aware of it, and that process continues to this day, we keep discovering new sources and new pathways for exposure.
Savitz says despite knowing about PFAS health risks, it wasn't thought to be a major issue in Michigan. The chemicals were not being manufactured in Michigan. It's at those plants where PFAS chemicals were first connected to human health problems.
You know, at first the focus was just on workers who worked with these chemicals and the plants that manufactured them in West Virginia and in Minnesota and certain other locations. And it took quite a while to recognize that the uses of these chemicals and the disposal of the chemicals had led to a broader set of problems.
There's another reason we're hearing more about PFAS contamination. Politico recently revealed emails from a Trump administration aide trying to block release of a health report on PFAS. That report suggested the current EPA advisory limit on PFAS in water might be 4 times too high. Politico reported the aide warned it would be a public relations nightmare if people found out about it. James Clift at the Michigan Environmental Council says that report the EPA tried to suppress is eye-opening.
That's where it's really disturbing, because this is a report that starts to say, oh, the levels that we thought were safe in the past might not be.
So the reason we're all suddenly hearing about PFAS contamination in Michigan is because it might be a greater health risk than originally thought. And the state is also looking for PFAS. Expect to hear about more polluted sites before the statewide survey is finished. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.